The Perspective Femme with Tali Briggs.
Hey kids, this week's beverage is an extra spicy Bloody Mary. The secret is extra spicy Mr. and Mrs. T Bloody Mary mix, extra Worcestershire sauce, and a couple of dashes of Trader Joe's jalapeno pepper hot sauce, and of course, extra lime. Tasty. Okay, so this week, I had a rant going about what kind of a meltdown the Republicans would have if a Democratic president slash administration did everything that Bush and company have done to date. But then, so did William Rivers Pitt. And it sounded just like mine, only 8 billion times better. So mine was 86th. Like they say, great minds. So, a quick note on something else. I'm sure most of you by now have heard the disgusting tapes of the Enron boys and their bragging about creating fake energy shortages in California to steal Grandma Millie's money, and all the horrible code names they had for their obscene schemes. Well, I'd just like to send a thank you to California Attorney General Bill Lockyer. It took him filing a lawsuit against Enron for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to even begin to do their jobs, let alone even think about allowing those tapes as evidence. Astounding, isn't it? I think most Americans naturally assume that these government agencies that are in place to police corporations into treating the American people fairly would always be doing their jobs and looking out for our best interests. Well, think again. Business as usual under the Bush appointistration is about letting them get away with stealing as much money as possible and looking the other way always. Bastards. On a lighter note, on Bravo's Blowout, Jonathan didn't have the salon ready for the first day's clients, but was ready for the opening night in-style party. Okay, I'm hooked. I'm sorry. So, how about that Laker meltdown? I have to tell you, being a native Angelino and knowing how much this town supports them, this only proves what everyone has been in denial about here for so long. What a bunch of overpaid, self-centered, spoiled superstar babies. We didn't win. I'm taking my toys and going home. And Laker owner Jerry Buss is the worst of them. 3 championships in a row and a 4th opportunity isn't good enough. Bye-bye, Phil Jackson. You won't be invited back to coach. This is sports at its worst and most greedy. It's more sickening than any strike. However, there is honor in sports. All of that drama pales in comparison to what is coming up in a little less than 2 weeks. On July 3rd, one of the longest, most physically demanding, and grueling of all sporting events begins in Liège, Belgium, and continues for most of the month, with the final stage ending in Paris on the Champs-Élysées on July 25th. Yep, I'm talking about the Lance-a-thon, or better known as the Tour de Lance. I mean, the Tour de France, where hopefully history will be made with Lance Armstrong doing the never-before 6 consecutive years as the wearer of the yellow jersey. Go, Lance! If you guys have never, ever watched cycling, you must watch. It is absolutely addictive. It's amazing. These guys cycle for 7 hours a day some days. I mean, they ride up the hills of the Alps, for God's sakes. It's insane. It's so exciting. I cannot recommend it highly enough. I swear to you, it is not the coma sport like golf. It is really, really exciting. Give it a shot. OLN, the Outdoor Life Network, will be running it live in the mornings, and they will also rerun it in prime time every night, the highlights. It's absolutely fascinating. It's remarkable. Anyway, that's it for this week. I'm sorry it was kind of lame because somebody else stole my thunder 1,000 times better. Hopefully, maybe next week, there'll be something cooler to talk about. Anyway, that's all for now. I'm Tally, and this has been La Perspective Femme.
But we begin tonight with recent history. Last week's tributes to Ronald Reagan not only gave us a chance to reflect on his legacy, they taught us a valuable lesson. We should appreciate our ex-presidents while they're still around. That way, when they pass away, we don't have to spend the whole week maybe reminding us squeezing into a couple of days. Reminding us what they did. So it was in that spirit the Bushes hosted their predecessors at the White House yesterday for the official unveiling of Bill and Hillary Clinton's White House portraits. The occasion moved the current commander-in-chief to a rare show of gracious bipartisanship.
It's good to see so many who served our nation so ably in the Clinton administration. Thank you all for coming back. Thanks for your service to the country. And welcome back to the White House. We're really glad you're here, and I know the president is as well.
Hey, you're the president.
Bush then handed the mic over to Clinton. It's been a long time since this skilled orator spoke in the White House. I'm sure he's got some profound words to share.
Mr. President, I had mixed feelings coming here today, and they were only confirmed by all those kind of generous things you said. Made me feel like I was a pickle stepping into history.
I don't get that at all. I don't understand that. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, your pickle's already stepped into history.
That's what the kids are calling it these days. Mind if I put my pickle in your history?
Here's something that I think is fascinating and crazy. How many of you folks play poker? How many of you folks are... How many of you are playing poker right now? They have televised poker on the Bravo channel. They have something called Celebrity Poker. Are you aware of this? Yeah. Celebrity Poker. I happened to watch a little of this last night. An unbelievable show. At one point, Courtney Love had a pair showing. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I actually had a pair showing. You folks, following the situation in Iraq, President Bush now, he plans to hand over the country to the new government on June 30th. So that's coming right up, and that's going to be a huge landmark date. He's going to turn over control of the country on June 30th. And if it works there, then in November he's going to do it here. This is kind of sad news. Did you hear about Britney Spears? Well, she had a pair showing. No. No. She was shooting a music video, and during the music video, she injured her knee during a video shoot. And so let this be a lesson to you kids out there. I know it looks easy, but lip syncing can be dangerous. Very And I, I, I think this is, maybe you can help me out here, isn't this like the second time she's injured her knee in the last couple of months?
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, so she's having a lot of trouble. I mean, she puts on a very athletic act and she damages her knees, but don't worry, she went to the best surgeon in the country. I believe it's the same guy who worked on Monica. Same guy there, took care of her knees. You know, I'm not proud of this.
Get out there and realize at 80 years old, you still got a life. And that's what this was about. It's about saying, you know, you, for me, I like speed and I like the thrill of it.
Yep. Yep. I love speed. I'm also a cutter, a cut to feel. I feel my blood. I feel alive. I like f***ing on motorcycles. I just gets the heart going.
The prison scandal is really hurting President Bush's poll numbers. In fact, I hear he's already working on his concession smirk.
The memo also contains an attempt to limit the scope of what could even be defined as torture, as, quote, any act intended to inflict severe physical or mental pain or suffering. So it's only torture if you intend to cause pain. For instance, according to the Justice Department, if you were to attach electrodes to someone's genitals out of scientific curiosity, or to give their groin a jump start, that is not torture. You cannot be held responsible for any collateral ball pain. With news of the incriminating document circulating in Washington, Attorney General John Ashcroft was called to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee for only the third time in his tenure, and his excitement was, as always, palpable. As usual, Ashcroft was ably assisted by a crack team from Washington's Young Undertakers Guild.
We dress the bodies.
The committee requested Ashcroft turn over the Justice Department memos, and of course, he will. As this administration is very much bound by the rule of law and the Constitution.
I am refusing to disclose these memos.
You better have a good reason for giving these folks the finger.
I believe it is essential to the operation of the executive branch that the president have the opportunity to get information from his attorney general that is confidential.
Is he protecting the president's ability to receive confidential information or his ability to give crappy, evil information? Seeing as Ashcroft wouldn't open up about the memo, Senator Ted Kennedy tried to get him to open up about why he wasn't opening up about the memo.
I have not invoked executive privilege today. I have explained to you why I'm not turning over the documents.
Well, what are you invoking, Ben?
I have not invoked anything.
Dude, I'm no lawyer, but you got to invoke something. The Fifth Amendment, executive privilege, writ of douchebaggery. You gotta invoke something here. You can't just sit there and say, okay. Ashcroft's refusal did not go over well with the committee, including Senator Dick Durbin.
With all due respect, your personal belief is not a law, and you are not citing a law, and you are not claiming executive privilege. And frankly, that is what contempt of Congress is all about.
Excuse me, sir. I think the Bush administration knows what contempt of Congress is all about. I don't think they need you pointing that out and... But perhaps nobody had more of a bone to pick than Delaware Senator Joe Biden.
You are not allowed under our Constitution not to answer our questions. And that ain't constitutional.
Oh, snap! You hear that? Let me tell you something. Once Biden starts talking street, oh, it's on, biatch!
Based on some things that I have read, things that people have written, and I understand it, what people said, let me try one more time, ladies and gentlemen, on the story about me and drug use. When I said Friday that I didn't yet know what I was dealing with, and that when I did, I would tell you everything, I meant exactly that. Some people are interpreting that to mean, well, in fact, let me just be blunt. People are saying that I'm being Clinton-esque, that I am waiting until I know everything I have to deal with so that I can figure out what I have to lie about. That's what I said that Bill Clinton always did when we were waiting for him to come forth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not, what is going on here at all. I am waiting to find out just exactly what I am facing legally, and until I know that, I'm not going to say anything. Much less, I can't. Wait a minute. What did I do? But as I said Friday, I asked you to trust me, and I'm asking you again to trust me now and today. When such time comes, fear not. What there is to be known will be known, and I will tell you. But until it is permissible and makes sense for me to tell you that, I can't, and I won't. But I'm not holding anything back, and I'm not determining what it is that down the road I'm going to have to lie about. Believe me, I don't even have any desire to do that, and I haven't. So This is simply a matter of waiting until it is permissible. And when I say until I know what I'm dealing with, I mean exactly that.
I don't think we've ever done this segment on the show before. It's a George W. Bush segment, and it's fascinating. And the name of tonight's George W. Bush segment is West Texas Girl. George W. Bush, West Texas Girl. Listen and watch closely.
Karen is with us, a West Texas girl, just like me.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at BartCop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
So that was show 43. I hope you liked it. I thought it was special for two reasons. It's the first show I've ever done coming off a drug overdose. And the second reason, it was show 43. Just like the number president that stole the White House, the illegal monkey. So there must be some kind of connection there. But hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. People that send in the occasional donation, appreciate that. I'll get to work on show 44. I'm going to make it better than 43. And I hope you think 43 was better than 42. And boy, by the time show 50 will be good. Hey, the monkey can learn after enough shows. And boy, by the time we get to show 100, we will rock.
Well, I stumbled and at 2 a.m. all drunk and full of smoke. My wife said I have had enough. That said, I'm sick. Get out. So I stumbled down to Kelly's pub across the edge of town, and I told the boys my story, and we had another round. Got some sleep. Now we'll drink and fight. We'll drink and fight. Drink, 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 drink,